Gus, that deep radio voice, back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Our next guest will be in our fine city next June when the Cup race comes back to Nashville. We are very excited about that, but that's a ways away. We're still excited about it, but this weekend he'll be in our state, East Tennessee, which we were just talking about. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, we're now joined by NASCAR driver Alex Bowman, who's on the line with us with Hendrick Motorsports. Alex, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the last time we talked to you, it was during the shutdown time, and you were all in on Tiger King. You had been watching like us. And I know you probably haven't heard the story, or maybe you have, but there was a big story kind of in the area where you're going, a little bit further away, but east side of our state, that there was a tiger roaming in Knoxville. Well, today they have uncovered. Okay, well, they have discovered. They have cracked the case. And you may not have heard this because this has just happened. It was a case of mistaken identity. It was a bobcat. It was not a tiger. So no need to worry.
Way safer.
Yeah, way safer. Yeah. So I have a feeling since you were watching Tiger King, you would have known the difference between a bobcat and a tiger.
Oh, man. Yeah, probably. That's a big case of mistaken identity. I think everybody's just back on the Tiger King kick because Carol Baskin killed her husband, and now she's on Dancing with the Stars. So,
there you go.
That's pretty wild to me, but 2020 is a wild place.
So with that being said, nice lead-in from there. How has this season been? Because, you know, back when we were talking to you, we're sure how this was all going to play out. Here we sit in mid to now late September. How's it been as a driver going through this?
Yeah, it's man, last time we talked, I would have never thought that we would be caught back up by now and just up to date on races. So, you know, NASCAR did such a good job of getting caught up and, you know, making up races really quickly and doing it efficiently and keeping people safe. So glad to be caught back up. Wish we would have won some more races. You know, we were really fast there when we came back and kind of fell off for a while. And now we're back to having some really good race cars. So, you know, excited to get the playoffs going, but definitely thankful that we're caught back up and thankful that we've all stayed safe.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, your last four races, you've had top 10 finishes. So what's been working for you and your crew here of late?
Yeah, we've just had a little better stretch of races, you know. We definitely struggled throughout the summer and really just didn't do a good job executing the beginning of the summer. We had a lot of speed and gave some races away. And then, you know, as the summer went, we kind of lost our speed. So, you know, the team did a really good job kind of buckling down and continuing to improve and not letting the hard times get to them. You know, sometimes it's definitely easier for a team to fall apart when things are going wrong. So, you know, I think the team did a really good job of keeping things together and continuing to improve. And lately we're seeing that pay off. You know, the team's working really well together. We've gone to some tracks that are historically really bad for us, like Richmond, and still been able to run up in the top five and top 10. So that's been really good. Just, you know, trying to make our way through the playoffs. We've made it to the round of 12 the last 2 years, got a little buffer this year going into Bristol. And, you know, we need to make the round of eight and focus on trying to get to Homestead or to, I guess, Phoenix now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a good year for us, obviously having a win. We want more wins, but we gotta focus on making it as far as we can in the playoffs and, trying to contend for a championship.
By the way, that's okay saying that because it's like us trying to, you know, we still say Redskins and we're supposed to say Washington football team. It's hard to crack that. We're used to saying, you know, Homestead at the end and now it's in Phoenix, which will be an interesting dynamic. You always hear, you can't wear your emotions on your sleeves, Alex, at Bristol. It's easier said than done for all of us that aren't sitting in that seat and doing what you do week in and week out and doing what you have to do on that half mile there at Bristol. How tough is it when they say, hey, you got to pack your patience when you go to Bristol?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on your situation, right? It's probably easier for me to be more patient with I think we have 26-point cushion on the playoff cutoff. But when you have guys that are in must-win situations, you know, their patience is going to be really thin. So Bristol, I feel like, is two completely different racetracks from the start to the finish of the race. You're going to start on the bottom, running the VHT. You're going to end the race right up next to the wall. So it's just, you have to be able to transition your car from being good in the beginning to being good in the end. And it takes a lot of adjustments to be able to do that. But the biggest thing is you can't knock the fenders off of it. You can't have tire rub. And you can't have the whole field mad at you. So, just being able to take care of your car, it's not easy. You know, it's, there's nowhere to hide there. Even, you know, you've seen a leader crash, in lap traffic there a couple times. A lot of crazy stuff happens there, but just, you know, mentally, if you're all wound up on lap 50, it's really hard to make it to lap 500. So, just trying to stay mentally in the game all race and keep the fenders clean is definitely tough, but it's doable for sure.
This has been a really good, well, it's been a bad 2020 year for everybody, just going through everything that everybody's had to deal with. But for our city, actually some good has come out of this. I just said, you know, with the announcement of Dover Motorsports coming back and, you know, Nashville Super Speedway is going to be back open. They're going to host a cup race next June in 2021. Also this week, the announcement, Music City Grand Prix. We're going to have open-wheel cars racing in the streets of downtown Nashville. Have you ever done anything like that, like racing in the streets? I mean, from all the, you know, all the different levels of racing. We're excited about it to have something like that. Obviously, we've never seen anything like that in our city. Have you ever done anything like that in your career?
I haven't, and I'm kind of jealous that the IndyCars get to run the street course there. I think that's going to be really neat. They cross the bridge, right? Like that's
they do.
Yeah. That's going to be absolutely wild. So I'm really excited to watch that, and I'm excited to get back to Nashville at the big track with the cup cars. I think that's going to be fun. I've tested there a couple times, and you know, hopefully we can put together a great race for the fans. I think it's a market that we all want to be in. We all really enjoy going to Nashville. You know, having the banquet there has been a ton of fun. There was a lot of talk about that after the banquet, about how much more fun we had than we used to have, and how everybody kind of hung out together and how great it was. So excited to get back racing there. I think it's going to be really neat.
We're talking to Alex Bowman. He's the driver of the number 88 Hendrick Motorsports Chevy. They're racing at the Bristol Motor Speedway this weekend, where he will roll off eighth. Now, I talked to Joey Logano last week about some of this stuff, no practice, no qualifying, and how stressful it is, because you basically do the setup, and if it works during the race, that's the only time you're going to find out, or you have to adjust on the car. How has it been from your point of view of not having that extra track time that you're used to having on a race weekend?
Yeah, I absolutely love it, because I can't dial us out in practice. So if we're good, great. And if we're bad, I didn't set it up. But you know, I think it's been good for us. You know, there are definitely some places that if we would have practiced, I feel like our car could have been much better. But there are also places like Richmond that I feel like I steer us the wrong direction every time I'm there in practice, and we just went and had a solid top 10 with no practice. So I feel like I probably would have dialed us out if given the opportunity. So I like it. You know, I feel like we have too much practice, or had too much practice to begin with. You know, growing up, we'd get four or five laps of practice and then go race. So I feel like that's what I'm used to, what I like, and we're supposed to be the best in the world. So to show up and unload and race, I think we're all plenty capable. I don't feel like the races really look any different. You know, no. You still have the same guys running up front. It's just as competitive. You really don't notice the difference at all, or there's no lack of action or lack of anything. If anything, maybe the racing's a little better. So I'm enjoying it. You know, obviously, I feel like the fans enjoy practice and qualifying, and kind of enjoy the weekend long atmosphere, and we miss being able to provide that and give them that. But I think it also shows us that maybe we didn't need as much as we had, and we can find a happy medium, because I think we've been putting on great shows without it.
Yeah, because that's my thing, Alex, and I know it's important. You know, there are obviously some that want it more than others, but having the compact weekends, You mentioned it earlier of how you're caught up with the season. I think that that's obviously a formula you guys can use moving forward. We don't know what the 21 schedule looks like yet, but I these doubleheader weekends, midweek races, I know it's fun from the fans' point of view, but I feel like you guys have to like that too, because it's just you show up at the racetrack, you race, and you go on to the next place.
Yeah, I mean, selfishly, it makes my work schedule a lot shorter, right? So, you know, I get an extra day at home during the week. That's nice. But yeah, it's been good. I think, you know, another great aspect of it is it saves the teams a ton of money. I mean, we're throwing away 4 or 5 sets of tires per practice. You know, we're spending a lot of money to run the engines more miles and all that. So, you know, if we can race more and put on more shows and run midweek shows and not have to have that whole day of practice and then a day of qualifying, I think it's great. You know, I think some of the marquee races, you want practice and qualifying back, but what we have seems to be working really well.
You guys are at Bristol this weekend. You just went to Richmond. Martinsville is also in the playoffs. Even though you guys are going to be at the big track at Nashville, there's still rumblings that you could be at the fairgrounds eventually, potentially 2 race weekends here in Nashville. We've seen the proposal that the California Speedway may convert to a short track. So there's been this clamoring to have more short tracks. From a driver's point of view, why are short tracks so much fun?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the right short tracks are fun. Short tracks with, you know, whether it's Martinsville where there's one groove and passing, you got to use the bumper a little bit, hard braking, or it's Bristol where it's just really, really fast. You know, as long as we have a tire with high tire wear and the right track configuration, short tracks typically put on the best shows. They're harder. I mean, they're with the current rules package, they're just harder as a race car driver than the bigger tracks are. So I'm a little sad about Fontana because we just won there, and that place, you can, it has 5 groove options. You can run 5 wide. It's the slickest place we go, hardest to get a hold of. You're driving the heck out of the race car, and it's an absolute ton of fun. So excited to see a short track proposed there, in the sense that it's another short track. Sad because it's one of my favorite intermediates that we go to, but you know, that is what it is. Stuff happens and stuff changes, and but yeah, I think, you know, the fans like short tracks, the drivers like short tracks. So you know, if that's where we put on the best show, I think that's where we need to go. You know, at the end of the day, we're trying our best to entertain fans, and if that's what they want to see, I think we should do it. And the fairgrounds, I think that'd be awesome. That track looks amazing. I've never raced there, but it looks like an absolute blast. So hopefully we get there someday as well.
I know you probably haven't been on iRacing much since the return, but it's on iRacing now, and it is a ton of fun. And they did a great job with it. So when you get to the off season, you might have to check it out and run some laps on iRacing.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, that I might have got a little iRacinged out, you know, during the shutdown. It was like when your team's like, hey, why do you suck at this? Spend more hours on it during the week. It turned into a job. My job was to play iRacing. But that'll be cool. It's cool to see that on there, and I'll have to check it out for sure.
Before we let you go, you obviously know the tradition at Hendrick Motorsports, a championship winning organization, and I know a couple of years ago it seemed like that some of the speed had fallen off. You guys have really gotten back to that. You've been in victory lane. Chase has been in victory lane. William Byron got his first win, and Jimmy is just, hopefully Jimmy finds his way to victory lane before he calls it a career. But how great has it been to be a part of that process of bringing Hendrick Motorsports back to the top of the sport like it needs to be?
Yeah, it's been good to see. You know, in 2016, when I filled in for Dale, you know, we were still capable of winning races almost every week. You know, Jimmy won a championship. Chase was knocking on the door for his first win at the time. And, you know, quite honestly, I thought when I came back full time that it was going to be easy to win races. And, you know, we we started 18 and kind of had a bit of a wake-up call that we were off. And, you know, 19, we obviously got better, but it was still rough. So to start the year with as much speed as we had this year and, you know, to have Chase winning races, we won and now get the 24 car back in victory lane. And we all want to see Jimmy win before the year's over for sure. But to have the speed back and be pointed back in the right direction, I think that's really cool to see. I know Mr. Hendrick wants a lot more, and so do we. We want to win a lot more races than we have, but you know, we're going back the right direction for sure, and it's really good to see.
I think you're going to get a real break with the temperatures. I think it's going to feel like fall Saturday night under the lights, Alex. I think the temperatures are going to go way down, so that should be, I guess, a comfortable thing for you. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, for sure. The short track cars in particular seem to get really hot, so they've changed the rules a little bit this year to try to help that, because we had some races where some guys were in really, really bad shape, but you know, I think it'll definitely cool off. Seems like it's going to be really cool by the end of the race. So that racetrack's just going to get really fast. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Bristol is pretty treacherous because it's really fast right up until you step over the edge, and then it's easy to crash one. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
I've been there in the spring for the spring race, and they've had snow delays. So it's been really, really hot, and it's been really, really cold. So looks like you'll get just a nice, cool Saturday evening under the lights in Bristol on Saturday night. Good to talk to you, as always, Alex. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll certainly talk to you down the road.
Yeah, thanks. Good to hear from you guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. That is Alex Bowman, NASCAR Cup driver for Hendrick Motorsports in the 88 Chevy car. And, of course, they'll be at it Saturday night under the lights. I've been there many times for that race.
We've been there together.
We have. It's quite the spectacle. What have we heard anything on attendance?
I got to pull up the exact number, but they have sold out
whatever the number is.
Yeah, so that's good news. But I'll get the number for the other side.
He's a fun guy to talk to, so appreciate him.
He's talented too.
Yeah,
he's talented.
No doubt about it. So, Burke Nyhill, Titans president and CEO, will join us to start the second hour of the program. You just made the list at noon. We have a little bit of a racing theme today with Alex Bowman just joining us. Joseph Newgarden will join us at 12:30 today to talk about, indeed, the Music City Grand Prix, which is going to be in our city next August. So it has been quite the announcement on the racing scene in our market. Lee Sterling at 1 o'clock, getting you ready for Pick 6 after that. A loaded Friday show here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.